Hey, welcome to the podcast, Men Talk 2. I got to point toward the mic stand. That's a laser right there. That's a laser. Oh. Miss TT on the other side of her, doing her thing. We all drinking. Some of us have been drinking already.
I wish I was.
No comment. Yeah. And Slick Rick down at the bottom doing this thing, audio video. Hey, once again, I appreciate y'all hanging out with us, coming up to us, talking about stuff. Hey, look, I appreciate y'all coming up, saying stuff about the show. Leave it in the comments. Simple. Just leave it in the comments.
Like, subscribe, comment, all that.
Like, subscribe, comment, hit the notification bell. I got it right this time. Notification bell.
Yeah. Did you see the comment on YouTube from the last one?
No, I did not. Not yet, anyway.
Dude was like, why they hate Kevin Samuel so much? Why they hate the Godfather?
Wow. I got the eye roll, so she already know what's up with that. Hey, this week we talking about kids, man. We talking about kids, youngins. Y'all know what it is. Everybody got
Fuck
kids.
Them kids.
If, not everybody. Everybody ain't got kids. But we talking about kids. First off, this is going to be a two-part, maybe a three-part subject. Can you date, hang out with, get familiar with, smash a baby mama or a baby daddy with kids?
Rick love the kids.
Yeah, we know you. Look, bro. The story you told about that dude, the kid wants you to be his daddy. We already know you smashed.
Stepdaddy, get it right. Stepdaddy, not daddy.
It don't matter. Well,
hey, I tell everybody, man, if I would have got married to my baby mama as young as we was at the time, I'd probably have about 7 or 8 kids of my own, bro.
Why?
That's what they do.
I mean, I was getting...
That's what they do.
We was getting it in, but, you know.
Anyway, that's the subject for today. That's the topic for today. Can you date somebody with kids? And part B of that is, how far would you go to cover for your kids if they messed up, got in trouble?
So, for me, I'm 40 years old. Everybody got kids. The question... I think the more interesting
thing,
shit, damn near everybody up here with us got kids, damn near.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Well, I want to piggyback off that and be like a laser don't have kids. Could you date somebody with kids?
Yeah, it's not a problem.
She like, been there, done that.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Quick and to the point.
I ain't never dated nobody with kids. I ain't never.
So could you date somebody with kids?
I could. Yeah, I could.
What if they had young kids?
I'd rather have young kids. Yeah, me kids. Too. Shit. Where they at?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go play, baby. Shit, we about to do some play dates.
Oh, she said, let's go play.
Yeah. Shit. What y'all want to do? You won't go to the birthday party with me?
Hey, you have been to about 5 of them in the past week or two.
Oh, hell no.
My God.
Yeah, we finna do it. So,
why younger versus older?
Because the younger kids question. Are easier. Younger kids are easier to deal with. Older kids, they be coming with too much already. Might not like it because they don't want their mom and their daddy not together. Give me the little kids who don't know and don't care.
Yeah. They just want to have fun and play.
That's it. That's it.
Wow.
But
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. I take both, but like I said, I would rather have the younger kids. Yeah. Because
so you can make an impression on them?
No, older kids are already set in their ways. Mm-hmm. Like she said, especially if they don't want their parents split up. Or, you know, a lot of kids like to play games also. You know what I'm saying? They playing games because they mammy playing games or they daddy playing games. Yeah. So somebody, you know, not necessarily, but it's, you know, it could be the mama what she asking you to do that for? And then next right. thing you know, she saying, well, my mama said I ain't got to do that. Yeah, stuff like that. So I would rather deal with the little kids, but like I say, I'm neutral. So I can deal with stuff like that. But at the end of the day, daddy gonna have to come correct to him and be like, look here, when you at my house with my old lady, this is what you gonna do.
Now, right.
You go back home with your mama and her old man, that's what you gonna do. But while you here, you gonna obey both of us.
So let me ask this question. When is it right to be around the kids, to introduce your significant other slash bae slash whatever to your kids?
We need to be after a while.
Yeah, a while. Yeah. Hmm.
Clear that up right there. Clear that. Get her some water. What the hell? Dry throw that. What? Anyway. What's a while? I mean, how do you know?
For me, I would never introduce nobody to my kids until I knew I wanted to be serious with this person. I was always concerned about, you know, bringing different people around because, you know, like I said, I ain't really had shit serious like that to introduce mm-hmm. nobody to my kids. But mm-hmm. I think this whole time, like the past 6 years, I think my kids have probably only ever even seen two of them. Nah, one. But, you know, it wasn't even nothing serious. So it wasn't no need for me to even worry about, like, introducing them.
But they...
Saw it in passing.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. That didn't make sense, but now I do.
Yeah, because you know how it is. You got to walk past, like, the living room window to come down towards the side steps to the basement.
Okay, I got you. So I guess for me, and this is just me, I'm going to keep saying this is just my opinion. Of course it is, but I think I'm on Rick's side when it comes to it. It's got to be kind of serious for me to introduce a new person into their life that's going to be there. I'm going to say for a long time. I ain't going to say for just a smash and grab and all that type shit. Because I think it affects the kids the way they look at their parents. As far as my mom and my dad always had women or men around, nothing serious, nothing settled, nothing, you know, that type deal. This motherfucker laughing. What you laughing about, man?
No, I'm just laughing. Nothing. I can't say this on here because.
Oh, come on, shit. Man.
No. That'll get me in some shit.
Come on, stepdaddy, you can say something.
No. It's y'all know me. I want to because I say everything. I say everything, but hold on. I'm a PG-13.
PG-13.
I don't know because it's one of them things. I guess it depends on if you have sons or daughters. On how they look at uh-huh. stuff, because you know, with daughters, uh-huh. mama can never do wrong, no matter what she do. You know what I'm saying? So you know,
no,
I think it goes the opposite way.
It's both ways. It's I don't know why in the holy hell y'all wanna try to hold these boys at a higher standard as the girls,
but the
fact. And it don't matter if you got a son or you got a daughter. You need to be respectful to both of them. He don't need to see as much as y'all think he need to see, just like the daughter don't.
Oh, I agree with you on that.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with that. Yeah. No. We ain't getting down like that.
You know, I can't speak from the side of having sons because I only have them two girls. But even if I had a son, he still wouldn't have seen none of that. But I do think by me having girls, it did make me more cautious.
Why?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Boys don't.
Because like I said, I don't know if I would have been the same way with a son. But, you know, yes. I just know, like I said, just speaking on it from like that side of it, I didn't want. I just yeah, I can say even if I had a son, I just didn't want them to see anybody or know anything like that until it was serious. And if it wasn't going to be nothing serious, then it's like, shit, ain't no point in you meeting them and trying to get to know them or none of that shit. Like, you just here for a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't want my son to know I'm doing the damn thing. I'm telling you that now. These girls either. None of your business. None of your damn business.
Wow.
Then if I really like you, that's the only way you come into my house. That's it.
Aww.
Damn. Shut your ass up.
Shit. You know I'm talking shit, girl. You know I'm talking shit.
Keep on talking shit.
Yeah, but. Oh man. Anyway, yeah, let's move on. So let's move on into covering for these kids, because it's a lot of parents out there that do some shit that get themselves in trouble as well as the kids when they do stupid shit in school, outside of school, in the workplace, at home, all this old type shit. Now, the reason why I'm saying covering for your kids is you know, some of these parents out here, they cover for their kids. They grown people now. They got their own lives, and they out here shooting, killing, robbing, stealing, everything. It ain't got to be to that extent. But what do y'all think about that type of stuff, parents covering for their kids? How far would you go to cover for your kid?
I mean, like, I don't have...
Stop smiling. What you smiling for?
Because if they did that shit, they did it.
Yeah, they did it. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I done had people call me calling in for their grown ass child at work. And I'm like, why you calling me?
Right.
But they ain't no baby to make it the day they sick. But that motherfucker 30 something years old. They can't call in.
Right. I had somebody do that on my line too.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, what's wrong with you?
My mama called in for the son.
Yeah.
Hell no.
This was the opposite.
Told the supervisor he wasn't coming, but the mama called and quit for the son.
Only time my mama ever did some shit like that was when I was like 14, 15, and I was trying to go to work sick. And she like, nah, you not going. I think I had like the flu or something.
Now see, that's the difference.
So I was trying to, you know, I was a kid. I was trying to go to work. Shit, I was about my money. And she like, nah, you can't go to work like that.
You do stuff.
My mama ain't never did that
for kids. But as an adult child,
right?
You calling in for them, telling people they can't come to work.
Yeah, or they quit.
Yeah, you sound about stupid as them.
Hey.
And then at the end of the day, you know they're going to say, that motherfucker had his mama call.
Yep, because that's what we said. That's exactly what we said. You had your mama calling in for you, telling you that you ain't coming back to work.
Right. I'm like, what they do that at?
At Volkswagen every
day. Yeah. You're like, bro, you had your mama call?
Right.
You still a little kid? Now what happened was, now all I want to hear.
Nah.
Mom's coming for me with a female one time though, but it was a situation I ain't even want to be in though.
No.
Wait. What? No. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I gotta hear this one.
Man, you know, me and my best friend at the time, he talked to this little chick like, man, hey, we finna go kick it. Blah blah blah. She bringing a friend. You know, never. Fellas never go with the she bringing a friend. But so they get there, she pull up, and y'all know how I'm about when, unfortunately, I've always been picking my whole life. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, hey, I'm finna I gotta run in here and grab something, you know. So I run in the house and like I'm finna go. I like, hey moms, give me about 3 minutes, wait till I get out to the car, holler at, like, say I ain't going no damn well, like whatever. So, you know, I go out there and like I'm finna get in the car. My mom like, where you think you finna go? And start like, get your ass in this house. You ain't going nowhere. I'm like, whew.
So end you ain't have enough balls to tell this girl that you want to go out. Is that what you're telling us right now?
Look. But check this out. This way it get even worse. This how you know she done been I don't even know what to call it, but this how you know she used to some shit, because she was like, can I get a number? So I gave her the number, and she called right then to make sure I gave her the real number.
That's what y'all do.
Exactly.
Y'all do that. Give me your number.
I'm about to call her.
I'm about to call her right there.
Oh, I don't do that shit.
I ain't never did that shit ever in life.
I ain't never called nobody right then. I don't want
to talk to you. I ain't got to give you my damn number, period.
We ain't got shit to talk about. I was young. I was just like, all right, boom.
Yeah, let's have your mama cover for you?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
You had your mama cover for you?
Little TT.
Hey, I had to get out of that one, man.
No, you didn't. You could have used your
word. All you had to do was say, nah, I bro.
I ain't want to mess my homeboy up. I ain't want to mess up my situation.
What I'm saying, he already got his girl.
Man, you just said, bro,
I don't
want to
go.
Exactly,
bro. I'm finna fall back.
Say that.
Yeah.
I'll get with y'all later. All you had to say, you ain't had to say y'all. I'll get with you later.
Yeah. Go ahead and do your thing, man. I get with you.
Yeah. I'll get with you later.
Yeah. Afterwards, I'm like, bro, you know she was nowhere near. What I fuck with. He like, man, you know my girl bad. I figured all her friends bad. Bruh.
Oh, she was Janet Jackson. I'm playing.
Hey, yeah.
She was Janet Jackson.
Yeah, man. Like, I was just
Freddie Jackson on
I was just like, bruh. It was just like that, man. Like, like
she was Janet Jackson on Friday.
What the hell is going on?
Bruh. Yeah, I had to get out of that one ASAP.
Yep.
Don't
let nobody tell me it's a couple's date and all these couples going, oh, no, I'll let y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Been there, done that, too.
Yep.
Mm-mm. We ain't finna do that. Get caught out here.
What's wrong with
alone?
What's wrong with what?
Hell, I want to look at some couples for.
Yeah, I'm getting invited to some couple shit, and I ain't got no significant other.
Yeah,
or a date. What the hell you invite me for some shit like that for?
Right.
No, we're not doing that. Back to this covering for the kids thing though. So y'all saying if they did it, it's damn dead, and they got to deal with it.
Yeah, they got to deal with it.
I mean, let's take it from the perspective of the folks who actually are doing this type of shit. I ain't gonna say no names or whatever, but it happens. What is your perspective on that? How far is it? Too far?
Yeah, it's too far.
So here's the thing: like the parents who cover for the dude who had just killed somebody, and he then went up in the woods and that type of shit. They done been lying about what.
Oh
he
went yeah, yeah.
You remember that type of shit?
Yeah.
That type shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You knew what you was doing was wrong. You gotta take that.
You gotta deal with it.
Yeah. I'm not having no unaccountable ass kids. So
unaccountable?
Yeah, they take some damn accountability. You're gonna have to. I can't stand somebody who don't take accountability.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not a hard thing to do.
I agree. It's cause they out there.
That don't mean I love you any less, but
Right.
Look, you ain't finna have me out here embarrassed.
Exactly. Take it on the chin.
Yeah. You knew what you was doing when you got out there in it.
Whatever you do, whatever you say, stand on that.
Yeah. Right.
That's just like the guy that the police officer, Derek, and his mama sitting in that court and say, he's a wonderful person.
Yeah.
He that type hurt shit. Nobody. I said, let me in there and slap her ass.
And she out here killing folks.
Got a whole knee in this man, Nick. But he was a good person.
So all y'all parents need to shut the hell up when it comes to y'all kids and they out here doing diabolical, stupid ass shit.
Yeah, and that's what's wrong with them. They've been covering up for them all their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then when they do something bad, they still think it's okay. It's not okay. It's not. Just like
what,
these kids out here just cussing people out and being disrespectful. First of all, yeah. I just want to know who raised these motherfuckers to come somewhere and work and be disrespectful.
And did they get raised?
Huh?
Did somebody raise them? Because I don't think they did. They just come in there winging it.
I guess so. God damn.
They got no structure in their life.
They don't.
Hey, but some of that shit you can't blame on the parent, though. Because sometimes the parent do everything they can.
Everything they can, yeah. And the child still go left.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I can give you an example. Me and my brother just like that. Basically raised the same way, but he one way and then I'm another. My daughters, they like that. Raised the exact same way, exact same parents. Baby girl one way, the oldest another.
But that's a choice.
Yeah, that's a choice. And then that's life anyway, because I'm going to tell you right now, ain't none of my kids, and I got five, ain't none of them alike.
No.
No.
Ain't no two kids alike. I agree with that.
Ain't none of them.
But when they get old enough to make decisions for the stuff that they be doing out there, right. That's on them.
That's on
them. It shouldn't be falling back on the parents, mm-hmm. unless you stick your foot in there.
Right. Exactly.
Like them parents be doing. Talking about he the best kid ever, and he ain't never hurt no fly and all this old type shit.
Yes,
come on now.
Yes, he did.
Damn well. Mm-hmm. Right.
Then now happening.
Exactly.
Jeffrey Dahmer daddy.
Let my kids
go kill right. the raccoon, and then we gonna skin it, and then we gonna bear, and then this thing, you know, this motherfucker killing people and eat
killing folk.
And
right.
he still tell me some he's a good guy, but he needs some treatment. Well, you started him off.
Right.
No, I don't think that's fair. People do stuff like that all the time. It ain't nobody's fault. He was weird.
It was his daddy's fault. After like, killing them damn dead animals.
White people do that. How you gonna kill something that's already dead? Hush. White people do them. That all the time.
Wait, what?
They be out there skinning animals, stuffing them, taxidermy. Y'all heard him kept on saying that. So that's not uh-huh. unheard of, and that's not weird, but he was just weird.
Is this from the series on Netflix? Mm-hmm. Okay, I ain't never watched this shit. I'm not watching this shit.
Yeah, me either. I like more documentaries over docuseries.
Well, they got some of those on there too.
Oh
yeah, I know. I've been mm-hmm. I've been on that since I was young. So
yeah, I like them too.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I was saying earlier, I think covering for your kids is a little bit too much, especially if they grown.
Yeah.
See, I'm that parent.
Well, hell, even if they kids, I don't.
I'm that parent. One of my kids do something, and they sitting there on the news or whatever, they interviewing me, be like, hey, if they did it, that's on them. They got to deal with the punishment. That don't mean I'm gonna love them any less. And I'm gonna leave, and I leave it at that. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even be on there talking. But
you know, I wouldn't be talking, saying shit. I ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
It's an internal family matter.
Right.
It ain't gonna even be that.
Whatever.
They did it. They say that's on them. They got to deal with it. That's all I'm gonna say. And ain't gonna even say that on the news.
Yeah.
It don't make no damn sense. You been taught better, right. Trained better, told better. You out here still acting a fool. That's on you, dog.
Because I tell mine in a minute, you go out there and do something you ain't got no business, I ain't coming to get you.
That's okay.
I ain't coming to get you. You going to sit there a couple of days. Bless you.
What the? What
your
the?
Daughter said you.
That's need... how I knew she was telling the story. I sneezed like that because she was. I'm allergic to BS. Y'all know. So she coming to get me. I ain't coming. I don't even know.
She said she ain't coming.
She's definitely coming.
She better ask some big sister.
I'm calling my granny anyway. It don't even matter.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's you coming.
two, 3 days later.
After the fact.
After the fact. Yep.
So you got to sit there and be wondering if I'm coming or not.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna be wondering. Mm-hmm. I know she coming. She ain't even gonna take that long. Shit. When she went to jail, nobody make her sit in there. She better come.
Wait a minute.
You didn't have a choice.
Wait a minute.
I said it now. The whole Mother's Day weekend.
But that's because it was the weekend. We was trying to get her out the same exact day. She needs to stop. Like we didn't come to her.
We need Friday.
Oh, is that when y'all had y'all Royal Rumble?
No, we ain't in the Royal Rumble. That motherfucker didn't take Lazy to juvenile court and they came and locked me up.
Oh yeah, you talked about that before. Oh,
yeah, yeah, you did say that. Yeah. I would have whooped his ass.
Hell yeah. Be like, look, y'all might as well reserve my cell because I'm coming right back in about 3 hours.
Yeah, me locked up on Mother's Day. I'm trying to be getting gifts and shit.
Mother's Day weekend, I was in there eating an orange and some, beans.
It probably was beans and rice.
Beans what? And rice, that's what it was.
She's trying to feed you red beans and
red
rice.
Red beans and rice. That shit is awful.
With some oranges?
Yeah. Red beans and rice and an orange.
Yeah, they gave me an orange every day I was in there. It was stuck on my hands. I'm going to peel an orange to this day. That shit get on my nerves so bad.
And then be in that bag. You going to eat that? Goddamn, bitch. You going to eat yours first?
Yeah, so they was really in there. Like life, you going to eat your cornbread.
You going to eat that? You going to eat that orange?
What the hell?
Damn.
Okay.
Them bitches want your Kool-Aid and everything. Can't even drink your own damn Kool-Aid because somebody big.
That don't make no sense. Anyway. Wow. In other words, in the famous words of Rick and Tulane, I'm not gonna say that.
What? Fuck them kids.
I was about to. Yeah, fuck them kids. Hey, we're gonna make this quick, short, sweet to the point. We out of here, man, because ain't nobody doing that type of stuff for them kids, man. Stepping in for them when they're doing dirt.
Yes, they are.
And bring them around when y'all ain't serious about them. Keep them kids out of that shit you got going on.
If you want to be a hoe, don't let your kids meet them.
Wow.
I mean, is that simple?
You be a hoe, keep your kids out of it.
Yeah.
That's on both sides of the spectrum.
Am I wrong?
Male and female. No, you
I ain't
wrong.
Say no gender. That goes both ways.
I agree. But you know, they when people say hoe, they all make it think women's.
Yeah.
Who?
Shit.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
No, not nowadays. Not nowadays.
Yeah, they just be some hoes too.
Yeah, they hoes too.
Yeah, we not denying that. We just saying that's the automatic thing that come to people's mind. That hoe over there, they all may think it's a female. We'll talk about that later on too, on another podcast.
Men hoes.
Men and women hoes.
Yeah.
What about them? What's to talk about?
They hoes. How you get there?
We already talked about that.
When did you start?
They ain't hoes. They just friendly. They just friendly.
Same difference.
They got friendly stuff.
I just like to flirt a lot.
Are you sticking up for them?
Friendly ding.
Are you sticking up for them?
Nah, I ain't sticking up for nobody. That's their business. You got nothing to do with me.
Okay. All right. Hey, on that note, we're gonna bounce up out of here, man. It's been good, it's been safe. Y'all be good, be safe. Be a change maker in somebody's life. That's my word for the week.
And don't forget,
be that difference maker. Yeah, be a difference maker in somebody's life for the better. And on that note, we're gonna holler at y'all. Y'all be good, be safe. Peace.